Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens, dealing with the subject called Receiving the Holy Spirit, the Bible Way. And this is part five of the six-part series. And the topic today is Come and Drink the Holy Spirit. We turn to John chapter 7, verses 37 to 39. Reading from verse 37. On the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Reading from the Amplified Version, verse 37, Now on the final and most important day of the feast, Jesus stood, and he cried in a loud voice, If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, who cleaves to me and trusts me and relies upon me, as the scripture has said, from the innermost being shall flow continuously springs and rivers of living water. But he was speaking here of the Spirit, whom those who believed, trusted and faith in him were afterwards to receive. For the Holy Spirit had not yet been given because Jesus was not yet glorified or raised to honor. Here we see Jesus talking about being baptized in the Holy Spirit or receiving the indwelling of the Holy Spirit into their spirit. Jesus is saying, if you're thirsty, if your spirit man is thirsty, come to me and drink of my spirit and that will satisfy your thirst. That's what he's talking about. Jesus did not say, come and shout or come and pray, or come and sweat, or come and praise, or prostrate yourself and then go away empty. Jesus is saying very clearly, come and drink. Jesus is using here water as a type of the Holy Spirit. You can't drink water with your mouth closed, and you cannot drink the Holy Spirit with your mouth closed. Just open your mouth and drink into your spirit man, that is, into your heart. How long does it take for you to drink? When you're thirsty, just pick up the glass and you drink water immediately. How long do you have to wait before you can drink? You do not have to wait to drink, and you do not have to wait for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. God is waiting to fill your spirit. As I've said before, God will not force you to drink of the Holy Spirit or to take the Holy Spirit in. He's waiting for you to say, Jesus, I want the Holy Spirit. Father, baptize me in the Holy Spirit. Jesus says, if you are thirsty, and Jesus is talking about the spirit man, not the natural man. He's saying, if your heart is thirsty for the things of God, come to me and drink from my spirit and you shall be fulfilled. It's important to understand the thirst that's in a man's heart can only be quenched by Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. The next part coming up will be part six, and that will be on the topic of the Bible way to receive the Holy Spirit. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you've come to a new level of understanding about the Holy Spirit, how important it is to have him in your life and to be also spirit-filled. Thank you and God bless.